Let me introduce one of my favourite intimacy brands, Bloom Stories. They offer spicy audio stories, guides, and audiobooks for more satisfying me time. I love the depth of their catalogue, over 1,000 fantasies for every mood, with new content released on Fridays. If you like my work, this is definitely for you. Go to bloomstories.com, listen to free episodes, and when you're ready to unlock more, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to save up to 70%.
This is an audio recording of the blog post "That Face Fucking Look" by Girl on the Net. There's a look that says, "I want to do this so badly." It's similar to the look that says, "I am going to do this." This expression says both please and thank you at the same time. It usually comes from above. I'm on my knees, or as is the case in this story, lying on the sofa. Tired and horny and lazy and just that bit too Saturday night knackered to move. And he gets the look. It's straight-faced, dark, a shadowy playfulness just behind it, but no hint of an actual smile. He stares directly at me, saying nothing. And I look up with my eyes wide with anticipation. Sometimes I'll ask, "What do you want?" But far more often I don't, because I know exactly what he wants. He wants to pull out his thick, warm cock and fuck. Well, not me specifically, but something. Anything. He unzips his trousers and walks towards me. I stretch out on the sofa, getting myself comfortable because I might be there a while. For as long as he wants to be, at any rate. Just before he gets to the sofa, he pauses and gives me that look again. The look that says, "Give me what I want." And as is often the case, what I want is to fuck your face. There's a big difference between blowjobs and face-fucking. A blowjob can be calm or it can be active, hard and wet and sloppy with quick strokes, spit and choking. It can be gentle. It can be soft and teasing. My tongue on his cock, stroking delicate tremors along it until he's practically whimpering with a need to have it harder. A face fuck, on the other hand, isn't done gently. The whole point of it is excess. Him filling my mouth just as much as he can, and then a tiny bit more for good measure. Me sucking down on him greedily, uncontrollably. Not all I can eat, but all I will eat. It's the willfulness that makes me hot. His deliberate hard strokes as he pushes my head against the back of the sofa. I'm not sucking his dick. I'm being fucked. Barely holding myself together as I splutter and gag and try to angle myself just right to take him all the way down to the base. To feel the head of his swollen cock thumping against the back of my throat. Face fucking. Not a blowjob. Not doing something, but having it deliberately and precisely done to me. The back of my head squashes against the sofa cushions as he positions himself to get further in. One knee up for purchase, the other foot on the floor for balance, he pushes in deeper and harder. 30 seconds of swift, rapid fucking and then a pause. He pulls his cock out and streams of saliva trace a path from the head to my gaping, choking mouth. "Okay?" he asks, and I can't speak, so I nod. A quick one before he plunges back in. Faster now. Harder. I know which angle gets the best sensations because he's found it now and I can feel the ridges of the head of his dick catching the roof of my mouth. I try to take it smoothly, to hold my tongue tight and slick against the underside of him as he fucks in and out. It's not easy. Okay, it's not really possible, but I try. Because, and I should say this in case it's not clear enough already, being this kind of fucktoy is one of my favourite things. Watching him get the look that says he wants to fuck something, and knowing that, more often than not, that something will be me. Gives me more than shivers. Gives me pains. Longing, aching, cunt-moistening agony. I do love being active. Taking control and playing with him, or fucking him in a way that's just for me. But most of the time I prefer being passive. Like a rag doll. Like a hole. Like I'm not even fully there. As if he's simply jerking off and I'm the handy aid with which he can reach climax. I couldn't do it with anyone else. Not properly. Sometimes I wish I could fuck a stranger. I feel like their face-fucking look would give me that gut punch of helpless desire, even harder than the guy I know so well. I'd love the darkness, the uncertainty, the thrill as this stranger gives in to the need to get his cock wet. I'm wrong, of course, because what makes face-fucking the best with this guy is that he knows every twitch and movement. His willfulness, his desire to pump jizz hard into the back of my throat, comes hand in hand with a desire to know that every thud of his crotch meeting my lips, every hard stroke of his cock as he fucks my face, all of that prompts a simultaneous pulse deep in the crotch of my knickers. He didn't come in my mouth that day. He grabbed my wrists and held them above my head as he fucked my face. I choked and gagged and swallowed with each fat thud of his dick. But as it happens, at the end, he switched up. Pulled his wet cock out of my mouth and ordered me to bend over so he could finish himself in the tight folds of my cunt. I was so hot by the time I bent over that the pulse of his dick inside me felt like the only way to end. I couldn't understand why it hadn't occurred to me earlier. That's what's so good about this dominant, horny, fuck-like-I'm-wanking attitude. Why his face-fucking look gives me shivers like no other. Because he knows what he wants and he'll take it. But at the end of the day, we both want the same kind of fuck. If you enjoyed that, come and listen to more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn. Or if you come to Patreon, you can support me and help me make lots more of it. Patreon.com/girlonthenet.